proclamation number 4379 dated the July 18th, 1948. Last Supper. Spiritual meaning. Flesh, blood. The constant desire for nourishment at the table of the Lord assures you His love. And thus I repeatedly invite you to take communion with me, as often as you desire it. My table is always set for all who are hungry and thirsty and want to be refreshed, and they will be able to satisfy themselves with the bread of life, with the manna that comes from heaven. Every nourishment at my table is communion. It is the unification with me without which the offering of my flesh and my blood, of my word and its strength, cannot take place. Thus you, who receive my word directly or through my messengers, are communing when you desire to accept my word in your heart. Then my spirit will unite with the spiritual spark within you. Then marriage will take place, the union, the spiritual communion. Then I will give you the bread of heaven myself. I will give you food and drink. I will take supper with you. You will experience the same event as my disciples, for whom I broke the bread and offered the wine with the words, "Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood." Do you now understand the meaning I attach to these words? How immensely important it is that you take communion at my table, because my flesh and my blood will give you the strength to reach eternal life. You have to be nourished with food for the soul so that it matures, so that it safeguards its eternal life. It constantly has to receive strength which it can only receive from me directly and which I will give every time it unites with me. Then I will break the bread and offer it to the soul, and when it thus eats my flesh, my word, it is permeated by strength, the blood, with which I have blessed my word. No one who longs for food for the soul, who wants to be my guest, need ever starve and go without. I will come to him myself and invite him. I will stand before his door and knock, and if he opens it for me I will enter and take supper with him. I will feed him at my table and he will be truly satisfied and never need to go without. And thus, everything I said on earth should be understood in a spiritual sense. I taught my disciples and they understood me and carried my word into the world. And since people were taught correctly, they understood and lived in accordance with my will, in accordance with my word in complete understanding of it. Consequently, my church, the community of believers, was established entirely in my spirit at first. But later this was no longer enough for the overzealous representatives of my word. They wanted to excel before the world. And thus events, which were only intended for the soul, were visually presented to people and associated with external actions, which at first could not be condemned since they were carried by the Spirit, since people took my will and its fulfillment seriously. But people changed, and with them changed the characteristics of my church. What was meant to be a profound inner experience became an external action which was placed at the fore, and the deepest spiritual meaning became lost, until the simple process of spiritual communion, of union with me and the direct acceptance of my word, was no longer understood by people. So now they no longer believe that a direct transmission of my word is possible, although I myself clearly and comprehensively promise them my direct working through my spirit, although I myself, the word that had become flesh, referred to the sustenance with the bread of life, with the manna from heaven. People no longer understand the simple meaning of my word, and in their blindness don't want to accept the simple explanation either. But anyone who wants to hear and understand will realize it, and the truth will be plausible to him. He will strive to establish a connection with me myself. He will be my guest, and I will take supper with him and he with me. Amen.